ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله. اللهم زدنا علما وحكمة وهدى، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. أما بعد، فإخوتي الكرام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حياكم الله جميعا، وأهلا وسهلا بكم في هذه إن شاء الله هذه الخاطرة الصغيرة. الحمد لله، لقد سررت بلقائكم، وإن شاء الله ممكن هذا يكون آخر العهد بيننا في هذه الرحلة لي إن شاء الله. فكنت أنوي أن أنصح نفسي وإياكم إن شاء الله في خلال بعض الأحاديث إن شاء الله تعالى. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave a very beautiful advice to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in a hadith that's narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi. And he said, when he was riding on a mule with Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas was behind him, he said, Ya Ghulam, Wa'allimuka kalimatin. Oh my son, oh young boy, I will teach you some words. Ihfazillah yahfazka. Guard Allah, Allah will guard you. Ihfazillah tajidhu tujaha. Guard Allah, you will find him with you. And إذا سألت فاسألillah. If you ask, then ask of Allah. وإذا استعنت فاستعين بالله. If you need help, if you ask for help, ask Allah for help. And in the narration of Imam Ahmad, the words are also included. تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء. Get to know Allah in your times of ease. يعرفك في الشدة. Allah will know you in your times of hardship. And the hadith continues, which talks about the qadr and that the tent have been lifted and so on. But just in this beginning part of the hadith, respected beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we have many lessons from this beautiful hadith. One of the first lessons we have is the virtue of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will let him ride with him on the same animal. It shows us the humbleness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have another person riding with him on an animal. And it also shows you the love and the tarbiyah, al-imaniyah, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was helping the young children to develop their iman, which is to guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience to him, to trust in him and to ask from him. So in this hadith, احفظ الله يحفظك. Guard Allah and he will guard you. What is meant by this? How do we guard Allah? How does one guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We guard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, by obeying his commandments, yes, by following his commandments and staying away from what he prohibited. If we do that, we keep Allah's rights, then Allah will guard us, yahfazka, which means that Allah will protect us in times of difficulty. He'll protect us from his punishment in the akhirah. In fact, the ulama say that if a person guards Allah's rights, Allah will guard him and even his progeny. A person who guards Allah's rights, we know of the story in Surah Al-Kahf of the orphans, their seventh generation grandfather was a pious man. He guarded Allah's rights, and Allah guarded even his great-great-grandchildren so many generations later. So guarding Allah's rights, it means, of course, first and foremost, tawheed in Allah and avoiding shirk. And the part of the hadith, get to know Allah in your times of ease, and Allah will know you in times of hardship. The Mufassirin, this is in the riwayah of Imam Ahmad, the Mufassirin, they explain this, getting to know Allah or knowing Allah means calling on Him and having love for Him. When it was getting to know Allah, basically there's two types of knowing, ta'arraf ilallah. There's two types of knowing Allah. One type is having iman in Allah, believing in Him, and tasdeeq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a general getting to know Allah. But there's also a more specific type of ta'arraf ilallah, which is the mahabba, the love that a servant has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hayat, the shyness that a person feels from Allah, the respect and the awe in the heart, a total inclination of the heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not into the dunya, where the heart of a person is completely inclined towards Allah and not into the worldly matters. This is a more special type of ta'arraf ila Allah. If somebody they do get to know Allah, they ta'arraf ila Allah, is the word used in English, then Allah ya'rifka fi shidda. Allah will know you in hardship. And again, the way that Allah knows His servant is also a general type and a specific type. Allah will know you in your times of hardship, meaning that He's aware of you, and He's aware of, and He's hearing and He's seeing, and He knows who أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. He's closer to you than your own jugular vein, and He knows our tribulations and so on. This is a general knowing of Allah, and those are for those who generally knew Allah, meaning they had iman. But there's a special knowing of Allah for His creation, for those who had haya and those who had special obedience to Allah. Then Allah knows them by answering their du'as and giving them the need that they have in a time of hardship, as is in the famous hadith where my servant, Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith Qudsi, my servant will continue to get close to me with nawafil until I become the hand by which he grips, and the eyes by which he sees, and so on. And as the ulama explained, it does not mean that Allah is part of His creation, but what it means is that Allah, He causes that servant to always be obedient to Allah. All his limbs, they obey Allah's commandments. And Allah gives him strength and power and help. And at the same time, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطِيَنَّ. When if he were to ask for me, I would give him. If he were to ask for me, Allah says, I would give to him. Meaning that if he were so obedient to Allah in times where things are easy, when the hardship comes to him and he calls on Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be readily answer the dua of that person. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a final advice for myself and to all of you, inshallah, few advices, inshallah, maybe 3 points. One, inshallah, is the importance of ikhlas and sincerity, and to purify our intentions for the sake of Allah, for the akhirah. Every action we do, we should question ourselves and ask ourselves, when I step in the masjid, why did I come to the masjid? Did I come here for the sake of Allah? Did I purify our intentions, our niyat? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. Actions are by intentions. The first hadith in the Arba'in Nawawi, in many books of hadith. Why everything that we do, we have to struggle to purify our intentions. Because the Salaf al-Salih, they said that we would always struggle to purify our intentions because they kept changing. Every time we purified it, it would get corrupted. So we try to purify it again. And Allah does not accept any action except if it's khalisan sawaba. Khalisan, it has to be only for the sake of Allah, not mixing any other intention with it. And also, it should be right according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have to work on our hearts and purify our intentions so that our outward and inward are the same, and not that we harbor wrong intentions and feelings, especially when it comes to acts of worship and ibadat and doing actions such as dawah and coming to the masjid again. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. When we come to the house of Allah, we have to have a sincere niyyah for the sake of Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah purify our intention, inshallah, always. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, number two, reminder for all of us is the importance of husnul khuluq, having good character, having good speech when we speak about others, to purify our tongues from riba, namima, riba, backbiting others, speaking ill of others, digging the faults of others. Because the tongue, it is a small organ, but it has many deeds. It is the most, it could be a source of great reward or the great source of great punishment for Al-Dubillah. It could be a source of wrong, a great, causing much harm to us. So we have to be mindful of the hukuk of other brothers, the akhareen, not to slander their honor, their dignity. And this is especially so for our ulama, for our scholars and our shiyukh, because the shaitan is eager to get people to go away from their ulama. The shaitan is eager to separate between people, of course. He wants to create division amongst Muslims and division between husband and wife. But especially he puts in the heart of some of us, all of us, he puts in our hearts the disease or the sickness towards ilm, towards the knowledge. Because that's the biggest worry of the shaitan, that the Muslims learn their deen and go away from disobedience and hawa. So we have to purify our tongues towards our ulama, and to remember that the ulama are in the maqam of nabuwah, and if people speak ill of them, what will happen is that people will no longer trust their ulama, and they'll go to ignorant places, ignorant people, to learn their religion or turn away from religion. So this is a very very important action that we must try to do, inshallah, to try to purify our tongue and have good akhlaq, good character, to have the akhlaq of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma kana badi, he didn't say curse words or bad words or speak ill of others. He was always, his akhlaq, his character was that he would guard his tongue. He would teach us to guard our tongues from evil. And that goes for all the limbs, because all of our limbs will be asked about on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, our hands, our eyes, our ears, our feet. So have taqwa of Allah. And I ask myself, remind myself to have taqwa of Allah in all of our limbs, inshallah, to try to speak well about one another and say good things about our ulama, so that we attract people to the knowledge and we attract people to the masjid. Because in this society, the masjid is the safina to Nuh, like the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, the place where we come to rebuild our iman, to charge our batteries, charge our iman and our knowledge, and to learn from our shuyukh. So we have to try to make the masjid an inviting place, not a place where people come and see fitna. So we shouldn't spread fitna. We should be put out the fire of fitna by trying to attract people to the house of Allah and encourage one another to come to the masjid, to come to the salah, to come to the halaqat, inshaAllah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Finally, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind myself and you about the words of the Prophet when he said, "Kunu ibadullahi ikhwana." Be servants of Allah, brothers of one another. And we have, this is a, one of the usul or the kulliyat of Islam, to have brotherhood and love for each other. That akhuwa, the Prophet said, this ummah is like one body. إذا اشتكى عضو, if one of the limbs is sick, then the whole body will stay up in fever out of feeling that pain. So we have to feel that we are one body, not that we are all separate from one another, we're all different from one another. We're all brothers of one another, we're one body. If one part of us is sick, we should treat it like a doctor. Not harming or attacking that thing, but trying to cure it, try to make it better, inshallah. So all of us, we are brothers of one another, inshallah. and all of the Muslims, if any of us have faults, then we try to rectify it in the way a doctor would, not by harming one another, but not by attacking one another, but by trying to yu'alij, to try to treat it in the way that Sharia teaches us, inshallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put the love between the hearts of the believers, and to give us guidance and knowledge, and give us firmness on iman until the day we leave this world, and all of our children as well, inshallah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our sins, and I ask Him to forgive me if I made any mistakes during my stay with you, and I ask you also to pardon me if I offended anybody or I said anything harsh. May Allah forgive me for that, inshallah, and may Allah inshallah bring goodness to your community, inshallah, and bring knowledge and obedience to Allah and taqwa in all of our hearts, inshallah. Wa jazakum allahu khair, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.